And that was a bit of a confusing paragraph to me, because it doesn't sound like on the surface what that it's a whole lot different from what was just said. But this introduction of the word manifestation, and there's Bhikkhu Bodhi had a footnote about it that I didn't think was particularly illuminating either, but I'll read it. The Pali idiom pasapanyating panyapesati, in which the verb takes an object derived from itself, is difficult. Nyanamoli originally rendered it, that one will describe a description of contact. And then, quote, to point out a manifestation, which was Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation, is less literal, but it should do justice to the meaning without jeopardizing intelligibility. Commentaries says that this passage is intended to show the entire round of existence, vata, by way of the 12 sense bases. You know, I don't know, it all seemed kind of confusing to me, and that was an attempt to not make it less confusing, but it didn't help me. I looked up Ajahn Jeff's translation, and instead of the word manifestation, he used delineation, which didn't help any either. So, I don't know if you want to go ahead and delineation. Right. Which isn't.
Yeah. Is delineation establishing, you know, I mean, sort of kind of establishing a criterion for.
Right, right. Yeah, I could sort of understand it, but it just didn't seem. I wasn't sure if there was some kind of special point that was supposed to be being made, and it didn't dawn on me. Got some ideas?
I pondered, you know, I definitely thought about the same thing, and it's subtle, but one thing, there's a subtle difference between Bhikkhu Nyanamoli's original translation and Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation, in that if you know, when there, and I can't, I'll try to remember that, when there is, Nyanamoli's translation is, when there is an I and forms, it is possible that one will delineate I consciousness. Whereas, and that one there may, the thing is, if one takes the one as referring to the subject operating, that's different than what Bhikkhu Bodhi is saying, because if you say it is possible to point out a manifestation of, that takes the one pointing to some third party and makes it seem as if the process is inevitable. Whereas if the one is the subject here, then yes, it's possible that I could delineate a delineation, but I've got a choice. I don't have to. And that's a fairly substantial difference. So that was what I thought. And again, the Pali, I don't know Pali grammar, and it does sound tangled.
Okay, sounds better than what I've come up with here before.
For my own stuff.